Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin, the final daf in Mesechtes Chagiga, the final daf in Seder Moed, according to the way we learned. You remember the Tosis at the end of Moed Kutin said that the final Mesechta in Seder Moed is really Moed Kutin and not Chagiga. But according to our Seder, which is based on the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, we learned Chagiga at the end, so we're finally finishing off the entire Seder Moed. For this machzor, Yetchim, to be continued once again in the next machzor. Okay, where are we holding? You remember yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara said that the Gavi, the Shulchan, they made announcements always at the time of Yontif to all of the Amaratzim among the Kahanim. Can you imagine? Amaratzim among the Kahanim. But they made an announcement, Hizaru Shloitigi B'Shulchan, be careful, don't touch the Shulchan. So the Shulchan shouldn't become Tameh. What's so important about the Shulchan? Because the Shulchan you could not easily remove and take and go and toivel in the mikveh, because it says in the Pasuk, Lechem Ponim Lefanai Tamid. It's got to be there at all times, 24/7. And so therefore, make sure you don't be metamed the Shulchan, so we shouldn't have to go and be metired in the mikveh. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara said, why did you have to make such an announcement? Hizaru b'shulchan, shloitigu b'shulchan. After all, it can't be makabel tuma anyway. It's not susceptible to tuma because it's a kli eitzah osel anachas. And a kli eitzah osel anachas, we learn from the din of zak. Just like zak has to be metal tumali v'reikon, the kli eitz, any kli eitz also has to be metal tumali v'reikon. You were never metal till the shulchan, so it can't be makabel tuma. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gave one teretz, yes, it is metaltal. We go and pick it up at least three times a year and we remove it from its place to be able to go and show the Oyver Regel. Re'uchi baschem lefnei ha'mokayim. Rabbi Yisai, Klal Yisrael, look how Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Silukai kisiduroi. The lechem upon him is piping hot. A week later, can you imagine the steam still coming up, just like the fresh bagels that Reb Shimon and his son brought this morning, also piping hot, geschmack, fresh. Ah, that's chibaskul of Neamukha. So that was one teretz. And then the Gemara said, we'll have to come on to that teretz, have even a better teretz. This is really no longer a kli eitz, it's now a kli matchis, because it has a tzipoy. Tzipoy means that it has a covering of gold. And therefore, that's the reason why it's mekabel tuma. And that's the reason why they had to say to the Amaratzim, Hizoharu shalitigu b'shulchan. So the Gemara had a shakla b'tariyah, and the Gemara concluded on the final line, no, the reason why the shulchan is considered to be a kli eitz and not a kli matchis is based on a pusik in Yecheskel. Shani Shulchan, we're on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Rechmona, Kari Eitz, the Torah goes and calls the Shulchan Eitz, even though it has a tzipui of Zohar. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, HaMizbeach Eitz, Sholesh Amois Kavoya, Va'orkoi Shtayim Amois, Umiktsois of Loi, Va'orkoi Vikirois of Eitz, Va'yadabra Elai, Zeh HaShulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem. So since we started off, and we talked about the fact that it's eight, and the Pasuk ends off that this is the Shulchan, so we see that a Shulchan is made out of eight. What do you mean it's made out of eight? It has a tzipoy of matchis. Forget about the tzipoy of matchis. That's botel umavotel to the eight. Oh, so therefore, since it's called eight, that's why we had to come on to the teretz, that it is metaltel mole verekon, and it's not a kli eight, so osri lenach. That's where we ended yesterday. But you recall that Barry immediately jumped up and said, what do you mean the Shulchan? The Pasuk begins, HaMizbeach. And so therefore the Pasuk seems to be contradictory. We're starting off by saying it's called the Mizbeach of Eitz. Shulchan. And then we say, Zeh HaShulchan. What's Pshat Rabbi say? It doesn't make sense. Freit Timur HaPasuk Mizbeach Vasiyam B'Shulchan. When the Mizbeach was standing, when the Beis Midrash was standing, the Mizbeach was Mechapa, when you brought all of the Kabbanis, the Karm Chattas, the Karm Oila, all the Kabbanis, they were Mechapa. Oh, but Achshav today, that unfortunately is in Yishtuka Beis Midrash, Achshav Shulchanei Shul Odin Mechapa Ulav, a person's Shulchan at home is Mechapa. How is a Shulchan Mechapa? Says Rashi, Bachnosas Orchim, if you invite poor people, if you invite any people to your table, by inviting people in, you do a tremendous mitzvah, and that in itself will go and affect a kapara for that individual. So I heard many, many years ago from our Ruv in the bungalow county, Rabbi Psachi Fried, that said a beautiful word, Bishem the Triske Magid. He had Reb Shimon, had those. So Triske Magid said, the laning that we lay on every single Rosh Chodesh, that we say, as karbuni lachmi li'ishai reyach nichoichi tishmri lahakrav liba mayabe. Said the Triska Magid, as karbuni bizman shebeis amigdish kayim, the korban is machaper. But today that there's no beis amigdish, lachmi li'ishai, give lechem to my people, lechem to my yidolach, to my people. Lechem li'ishai, that's the equivalent of the korban. But especially, not only during the week, but especially lahakrav liba mayabe, make sure to go and provide food for Yidin, for Shabbos, and for Yontif. That'll be the biggest kapara. So now, Taka B'Shmigdash Kayim is karboni, but a B'Shmigdash Kayim, Lachman Ishai, go and give food
to my
Anoshim, to my people.
It's a pun.
Exactly. No, Lachman Ishai, to give to my Menshalach, to give my people, go and give them food. And especially Reich Nichoichi, Lahakim Muyadai, Kodesh Baruch says, especially Reich Nichoich, if you make sure that you give them food on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Top Toises also reminds us of the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, the Godel Koyach HaLegima, that the Koyach HaLegima to go and give food for other people, especially for Aniyim, but even for anybody. That's a grace, Koyach of Achnus Sorchim. That was the mitzvah of Avram Avini. That's why Avram Avini was called the Amud HaChesed. So if we go and follow in his footsteps, that acts as a kapara, and that's why the Pusik says both Mizbeach and Shulchan.
Legima is
Legima means means of eating.
Eating.
Yeah.
Chewing,
nourishing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all those wonderful words.
Or
drinking. Call, like I, we get to Sanhedrin, we'll delve into more. Now we're going to continue.
Is that like Lugma? Like Mali Lugma?
Wait, this could be there's a relationship. Call, like I, Mishmigdash, Yesh Lehem Shniyim. All of the Kelim Mishmigdash had backups. And then it said at the end of the Mishnah that all of the Mikdash, all the Kelim required Tvila, except for the two Mizbechos, Mizbeach HaZov, or Mizbeach HaNechoishes, Mepnei Shehein KeKarka, because they're considered to be like earth. As we know that Karka and Avonim, no, none of those are Mekabel Tuma, and that's the reason why they are, they do not require Tvila. Now what do you mean, Mepnei Shehein KeKarka? Zot Yimara. Mizbeach HaNechoishes, Dechziv, said Mefeirish in the Pasuk. Mizbach Adoma Taseli. Now Rashi says in Chumash, what means Mizbech Adom Tasali, that the Mizbeach was hollow, and whenever they would go and rest at a new location, they would go and fill it up with earth. I think of, for instance, our Bima. Bima, you open up the doors and you have, you know, the Talasim and things there. Instead of filling it up with Talasim, we would go and fill up the Mizbeach with earth whenever it was at one of its stations, and then when they would move it on, they would unearth it, take the earth out. So that's how it got the name Mizbech Adoma Tasli. But that only applies to Mizbech HaNechoishes. Mizbech HaZov Dechziv, it says in another pasuk, HaMenoyrim HaMizbechois, the two Mizbechois are together in one word, so therefore there's a Hekish, Iskish Mizbech HaZeh, just like this is Adoma, this is also Adoma. Rabbi, thank you for joining us. We're in the middle of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, in the middle of the Amen. Lechachom Oymen Neishehen Mutzupin. So now if we go back to the Mishnah for a moment, the words of the Chachamim on the surface are very perplexing. What's perplexing? It says in the Mishnah, all of the Kelim and the Beis Hamikdash require tefillah except for the two Mizbechois, because they're karka. And the Chachamim said, Mepnei Shehein Mitzupim, because they are covered. The fact that they're covered, that's not a reason why they should not require tefillah. That's Adarabe. It should require tefillah because Mehem Mitzupim. So what does the Mishnah mean? So therefore we're going to have two pshatim in the Chacham. By the fact that they happen to be covered over with a plating of metal, that's the reason why they should be mekabel tuma, and therefore you should have to go and toivu them. What's pshat in the Chachamim? And for the Gemara, you know what? Aim of a Chacham mitamim and neishim mitzupim. You have to add one word. Not the Chacham say neishim mitzupim, and therefore they are exempt from tefila. No, pulfaket. The Chacham moimim, the Chacham are mitamim and neishim mitzupim, because we do look at that tzipoy, and as a result of that tzipoy, we do require tefila. Bimbo is saying, this is not a pshat. That in fact the Rabban agree in halacha with Rebbe Lezer, but they dispute Rebbe Lezer in the reason why you do not need tvila. And therefore says Yimar, the boy said Rabban Rebbe Lezer Kamri, my daitach mishum de mitzupim mevtel batel tzipuyin gabayim. What does that mean? The Rabban is saying to Rebbe Lezer, my daitach. Rashi says my daitach means, why do you have to give the reason that they are made of adama? course it's Adama, that's the reason why they're potter from Tvila. Mishum de Metzupin. The reason why you're saying that is because you have that tzipoy on top. And that's why you're concerned that Bechoyrit should have the status of a metal kli. And that's why you have to go and bang on the table to say, no, it's not a metal kli, it's made out of Adama. You don't need to come on to that. Niftul bottle tzipoy in Gabayu. The tzipoy is bottle. Why is the tzipoy bottle? Says Rashi, because I have that other pasuk. What's that other pasuk? The pasuk that we quoted at the top of today's Amud. It said it's called Eitz. Since it's called Eitz, that was the teretz on yesterday's Kasha. Why by the Shulchan doesn't it require to go and be getoivled? Ah, the chayiv is a tzipoy. Said Yomar, because it's made out of Eitz. So that's why it doesn't require it. Oh, if that's the case, then why do you have to tell the Amaratim not to go and touch it? Because it's metal to moly bereikot. Says Zot Yetzach Chacham to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, you don't have to come on to the reason because that it is Adama. Why? Because you're concerned about the tzipoy. Forget about the tzipoy. The ikar is that it's made out of eitz. See, it's Rashi. Look at Rashi. Mif the bottle tzipoy legabai derachmona kara eitz lekulu. Even without your din that you were talking about, the fact that it is Adama, forget about Adama, because of course Torah calls it eitz. That's why it's not mekabel tuma. So now you're going to ask, so why don't they have to go and toifel it? As opposed to the Shulchan, which was metal to mali v'reikon, when 3 times a year to go and show everybody the lechem upon him, kisiluka kitsidu, right? Here the Mizbeach was never moved, it stayed in place. Since it stayed in place, therefore it's a kliyetzu osel anachas, kliyetzu osel anachas does not require tevilah. Therefore, getting back to the Chum in the Mishnah, we have to add a couple of words. What the Chum are saying to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says the reason why they're potter from tevilah is because they're karka. Say the Chum, oh, I know why you're saying that they're karka. Then they shame the tzupim. You're concerned about the fact that the tzipoy, and maybe therefore it should be required to have tevilah. No. That's not the reason why they're potter from tevilah. The reason is because it's called eitz, and not because it's called Tama.
So shouldn't the Chum have said Nesheheim eitz? I mean, I
agree with you. The Loshen of the Mishnah is shver either way. Okay. Because according to the first pshat, the word metamin is missing. And according to the second pshat, ikur chosim en ha-sefer. He's saying, Chachamim, he's saying, Reb Lezer, you don't have to come onto Adama. The reason why you're coming onto Adama is because of the tzipoy. Forget about that. The reason is because of eitz.
You usually don't have a Chachamim Omrim against a Tana rhetorically or bitmia.
I agree. That's a two pshatim, okay. Azoy says. So therefore, those are two pshatim. And the Mishnah, according to one pshat, the Chacham agree with Reb Lezer, but for a different reason. According to the other pshat, the Chacham disagree with Reb Lezer. In fact, it is Mekabel Tumah after all. And now we continue on. We're on the second wide line. Amr Bavo, Amr Bluza. Tamidicham Ein Oshel Gehenim Shaletzes Behen. Kavuchim Bisalamander. We heard a beautiful recitation, explanation of this Gemara a few minutes ago from our Tayyar Chaver, Brother Shai, who's leaving Teretz Yisrael today. He's going to represent us all in front of the Koysel. And the Mekoyim Bisakdoshim, Shekoyach. What does the Gemara say? Atam Chacham, the Urshel Gehenim. The Urshel Gehenim means the fire of Gehenim won't be Shoilet Boy. Why? Kavuchim Bisalamander. Kavuchim from a salamander. We don't mean the salamanders that we're familiar with today, but rather we're talking about a salamandra which was Shetuledes Eishi. Now our Rashi doesn't go into it in great detail, but Rashi elsewhere says that this was an Eish that was made by Kishif, by sorcery, and therefore from that Eish a salamandra would be produced once every, how many years, Brother Shai? Once every 7 years. And it was to let us eishi. Hasach midoma, if a person would go and squeeze out some of the dam from that salamandra and soch and smear it on his body, ein ursh let us boy, it would be the best protection from not only a fire retardant, but presumably it would be better than any suntan lotion known to mankind. So the ursh let us ein ursh let us boy. Tell me the chum shekol gufanesh, a yid that learns Torah, his whole body becomes full of fire. Marsha says, even though this pasuk is talking about the words of Torah are ke'esh, but someone who lives with the Torah, learns it, immerses himself in the Torah, imbibes it, digests it, etc., he himself becomes like a shtick fire. And that's what the Gemara means. That tamnechom shekol gufon esh. Finally, Amrish Lakish, ein oish v'gan mishaletz b'poishi Yisrael. even a peshe yisrael chasishon, a person who's never a sinner, a shlechter, ain ushul genem shaletz by kavachoyim and mizbeach hazov shkoyich van kimen the grace kovit zaki ben zaki zit. Give a grease for the alibrida, for Drumala and for Nachman, yo, and for the Andre was a Kenish. So ain't Ush again and Shalat be Poish Yisrael Kabachim and Mizbech Hazov, Mam Mizbech Hazov, Shein Ulav Elikoi Bedina Zov. The entire thickness of the plating of the gold on the Mizbech was very, very thin. It was like a dinner Zov. How much is a dinner Zov? So one of the Mefarshim says that that's the thickness of 3/4 of an etzba. An etzba is roughly an inch, more or less. So this is about 3/4 of an inch. That was the entire thickness of the plating on top of the mizbeach. Kamishon, I'm sorry.
That's pretty thick.
It's pretty thick, okay. But every single day there was fire, fire, fire. You would think it would make a dent. Didn't make a dent whatsoever. It's kamishon, kovid dinazov. Kamishon, eina ur shalet is boy. Even though every single day of the year they use the mizbeach hazov to be marked the dictators. So they put these fiery gecholim from the mizbeach hachitzoy, brought them into mizbeach hapanimi, both in the morning and in the afternoon, put the ketores on, burning incense, shmecht gevaldik. You would think after some time or other, some of the gold would melt, or there would be a dent, or whatever. No, ain't no shalesis, boy. Poish Yisrael, shemolei mitzis karimon, every year has least mitzis karimon, atlas, tachsimis basi, kipele harimon, rakoseich, atik rakoseich, el rikon and shebach. Don't use the word rakoseich, but rather rikon and shebach. Rabban and shebach means even those that are leidik, totally empty of mitzvahs, because they poish Yisrael. No, they are kipele harimon. They also have mitzvahs karimon, halachas kan bakama, that they will be saved from the ur shel gehenna. Hanvachim b'kodesh lika masechtes chagiga and seder moed. Hanvachim b'kodesh lika masechtes chagiga and seder moed. Hanvachim b'kodesh lika masechtes chagiga and seder moed. We'll just start the first Mishnah. Chamesh esri noshim poitus tersei v'tzaris tersein ad soif kol oilam. Let's to be continued tomorrow. Yeshikoyach, everybody. Mazel tov on this tremendous occasion.